The home for film, television, and video game music since 1996. This is Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to the Cinematic Sound Radio Show on demand. You're listening to it here on cinematicsound.net. This is our best of 2010 program. We have six more scores to present for you before the show is finished. However, let's recap our countdown as we have it right now. In at number 10, music from the Karate Kid remake by James Horner. In at number 9, In My Sleep by Conrad Pope. In at number 8, Tangled by Alan Menken, and in at number 7, music from the first season of Human Target, with music by Bear McCreary. We'll be counting down scores 6, 5, and 4 during this part, and in our third and final part, we'll listen to scores 3, 2, and 1. Our number 6 score of 2010 comes from the Japanese live-action film called Space Battleship Yamato, which is based on the anime series created in the 1970s, commonly known here as Star Blazers. I remember the TV show from my youth very well, and I absolutely loved it. This, along with Voltron, were staples of my cartoon viewing in the 1980s. Now, this live-action version of Space Battleship Yamato was created for $22 million and is the most expensive film ever made in Japan and became a huge, huge hit. I saw the trailer and I nearly lost it when I saw it. The trailer looks absolutely fantastic, and hopefully one day I get to see the movie, because just like if Voltron was made into a live action film, I would just absolutely go bananas. The film, if you don't know, and you don't know the story behind Space Battleship Yamato, it takes place in 2099, 5 years after the bad guys, the Gamelons, began to invade Earth. The planet has been ravaged by the aliens' bombs, and the remnants of humanity have fled underground to escape the irradiated surface. One day, former pilot Suzumu Kodai discovers a capsule sent from the planet Iskandar that tells of a device that can remove the radiation from the Earth's surface. The Earth Defense Force rebuilds the battleship Yamato with a new type of propulsion system to make the 148,000 light-year trip to Iskandar in hopes of saving the Earth. So what you have is this huge spaceship that actually looks like a floating battle cruiser. It's absolutely hilarious to see what looks like this ship that should be floating in water flying in space, and it has these massive cannons firing missiles. It also has a whole fleet of starships on board. It's just an absolutely wild ride, and as I said, I loved the cartoon. It was just an interesting story, lots of action. There was even some romance and some really interesting characters. It was just a great show. The original scores written for the animated series and the animated films was composed by Hiroshi Miyagawa, and for this live action version, his themes and motifs were saved and used in the new live-action version of the film. Now, the music from the original television series had more of a pop feel to it. So the pop feel was taken out, and the composer of this live-action film, Naoki Sato, used the themes from Miyagawa, but rearranged them for a more Western-sounding symphony orchestra, and has ditched the pop sound completely. Sato instead utilized a monster Western-styled symphony orchestra, large chorus, huge percussion section, this score thumps and thumps loud. And of course, there's also solo vocalists that also perform in this score. As I said, this is a big, big score. And fans of epic space opera film scores, doesn't matter, Star Wars, Star Trek, you name it. This is big action, big themes, big drama. You're going to love this score, and no doubt you'll be spinning this one a lot for many years to come. I am very happy that I discovered this score, and I'm more than pleased to be presenting it for you on this show for the very first time. It's our number 6 score of 2010. The film was released in December in Japan, and the soundtrack is available as an import. It's an expensive import. It's about $40, and if you go to Screen Archives Entertainment, they do have copies right there, but it's well worth your hard-earned cash. This is music from Space Battleship Yamato. Original score written by Naoki Sato with original themes composed by Hiroshi Miyagawa. Music from our number 6 soundtrack of 2010 comes from the Japanese live-action version of Space Battleship Yamato, known here as Star Blazers, with original score composed by Naoki Sato, with original themes from the original series and animated movies by Hiroshi Miyagawa.
You're listening to the film, television, and video game music radio show, Cinematic Sound.
Welcome back to Cinematic Sound. This is our Best of 2010 show, and we've now cracked our top five. So, in at number five is music from Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland, with original score by Danny Elfman. This film tells the story of the 19-year-old Alice, and she returns to the magical world from her childhood adventure, where she is reunited with her old friends and learns of her true destiny, which is to end Red Queen's reign of terror. Film starred Johnny Depp as the Mad Hatter, Mia Wasikowska as Alice, Helena Bonham Carter as the Red Queen, with Anne Hathaway, Crispin Glover, Matt Lucas, Michael Sheen, and Alan Rickman, who plays the Blue Caterpillar. Just his voice, of course, but, you know, it's always great to see and or hear Alan Rickman in a film. The score for the movie was composed by Tim Burton's longtime collaborator, Danny Elfman, and what Elfman has crafted is an exceptional score, one of the best of his career, which includes Alice's theme. How this didn't receive an Academy Award nomination for Best Song is beyond me. As simply put, this is one of the greatest tunes Danny Elfman has ever written. It instantly went into my favorites playlist in iTunes. I play it all the time. And it's such a wonderful, wonderful song featuring an English children's choir. But unlike the fairy tale sound of Edward Scissorhands, the choir in this score is represented in a more dark and twisted fashion. Reminds me of something like Something Wicked This Way Comes from John Williams's Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban. There's a sense of magic and adventure in the main theme, which, as I said, Elfman knocked out of the park. And we all know well enough that the journey is a mysterious and potentially dangerous one for Alice, who must watch her step in with each new place she visits. And all of that is in there in the music. Some of the greatest scores ever composed tell an entire story on their own without having to see the film. And Danny Elfman has succeeded in doing that with one of the most impressive scores he's written in years. Actually, Elfman is on quite a tear. And he really does save his absolute best for director Tim Burton. I'm really proud to present this score on the show again. And the theme written for Alice is an absolute delight. This is music from Alice in Wonderland, our number 5 score of 2010, with music composed by Danny Elfman.
Thank you.
Music from The Superb Score, written by Danny Elfman for Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland. That's our number 5 score of 2010.
This is Cinematic Sound on Demand.
Welcome back to the program. In at number 4 of our Best of 2010 program is The Ghost Rider, with original score composed by Alexandre Desplat. The film itself is superb. Directed by Roman Polanski, it's a deliberately slow-paced thriller, which is a nice change of pace, with solid performances, great photography, and a unique monothematic score written by Alexandre Desplat, which propels the movie along. Now, I guess I say this every time I present the Desplat score on the program, but for those that haven't heard it already, I am really not a fan of Desplat's work. However, there are a handful of his scores that I do consider to be excellent, and scores that I return to. Birth, Hostage, The New Moon, Coco Avant Chanel. There's a couple of others in there as well, but his body of work really doesn't impress me. However, when Desplat delivers, he delivers, and boy, I'll tell you, he really delivered with his score to The Ghost Rider. Now, if Desplat's music wasn't in the film, I think the film's pace would have bored audiences to death. But Desplat's music kept the film moving along and foreshadows the events to come. Really, the score is all about layers, especially in the highlight track called The Truth About Ruth, which is the last cue on the album. Desplat builds this superb piece with twinkling chimes, harp, and strings. It's all very mysterious. Then the choppy low strings show up and you kind of wonder what's going on. You do this while you're listening to the CD as well as hearing the music in the film. Desplat is channeling things and foreshadowing things to come. And then the low bass line from the main theme begins to show its face. Desplat brings the strings up, the scale, and then the layers of the main theme start to show up one element at a time until everything finally comes together, highlighted by this sweeping string motif that's close to the end of the track where everything is fully realized with a wonderful climax. It's a really one of the most satisfying tracks of 2010. Now, the first thing I thought when I heard this cue was James Horner. Horner's the master of building upon the layers of the orchestra that finish with brilliant climaxes, and Desplat's cue is just as masterful. You really have to see the scene this cue accompanies, because the score is the star of that scene. It takes a hold of the film at that point and runs with it. It's brilliant scoring, and everything that came before it has a meaning. It really plays with the movie, and as I said at the beginning, carries the film. Excellent movie, great film score. It's our number 4 score of 2007 from The Ghost Rider, music composed and conducted by Alexandre Desplat, and the original soundtrack recording is available on Verez Saraband Records.